وليدخلوا المسجد كما دخلوه أول مرة وليتبروا ما علوا تتبيرا. When the second promise would come, Al-Akhirah, the second one, these people, yani the enemies, your enemies, they are going to enter into the mosque as they entered before. And they are going to blacken your faces. It means to disgrace you. When did it happen? In 70 AD. When the Roman commander Titus entered into Palestine, and then he destroyed the temple once again. He destroyed the second temple completely. Nothing was left of that temple. وَلَيُتَبِّرُوا مَا عَلَوْا تَتْبِيرًا. And to destroy all upon which their hands lay completely. They have destroyed everything. كَمَا دَخَلُوهُ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ وَلَيُتَبِّرُوا مَا عَلَوْا تَتْبِيرًا. So this happened in the times of Titus, the Roman commander, in 70 AD. 70 years after Isa alayhi salam, when he has been lifted to the heaven. Since that time, the temple of Solomon was not rebuilt by them. It was built by Herodotus, the Roman emperor. A temple was built, and this temple was also destroyed by the passage of the time, and only one wall remained of that temple. That temple which was built by Herodotus, that was to worship the idols. It was not Haikal Sulaimani. It was an idol worshipping temple. And when it was destroyed, only one wall was left, which is known as Wailing Wall now by the Jews. And they wrongly say that this is the part of Haikal Sulaiman or the temple of Sulaiman, which is totally wrong. It is not the part of Haikal Sulaiman. Haikal Sulaiman was totally destroyed by the Titus. This is the part of the Herodotus temple. This is the part of an idol temple, which they think that this is very sacred. And they stand there and wail and cry. And in the year 135, the Romans expelled the Jews. That was their diaspora of the Jews, when they had been scattered throughout the world. They were not allowed to remain in Palestine. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, at that time, Asa Rabbukum man yarhamakum. May Allah have mercy upon you. But remember, وَإِنْ عُدْتُمْ عُدْنَا. If you come to your own practices once again, عُدْنَا. We will come to our practice to punish you. وَجَعَلْنَا جَهَنَّمَ لِلْكَافِرِينَ حَصِيرًا. And we have made Jahannam حَصِيرًا. It is an abode for kuffar people. So after 135, Jews were not allowed in Palestine. It was ruled by the Romans. They were idol worshippers. But later, the Romans in 325, they accepted Christianity. Romans became Christian. So, the whole area, this Palestine, that became a Christian area. The empire which was known at that time, that was Byzantine Empire. The seat of power of that empire was Constantinople, which is in Arabic Qustuntunia, which is now known as Istanbul. During the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed this ayah, the beginning of Surah Ar-Rum. Alif Lam Mim, Ghulibati Ar-Rum, Fi Adna Al-Ard, Wahum Min Ba'di Ghalabihim Sayaglibun, Fi Bid'i Sinin, Lillahi Al-Amru Min Qablu Wa Min Ba'd, Wa Yawma Idhin Yafrahu Al-Mu'minuna Bi Nasri Allah, Idhan Suru Man Yasha'a, وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ أَلِفْ لَا مِيمْ غُلِبَتِ الرُّومِ. Romans are defeated. فِي أَدْنَى الْأَرْضِ. In the low land, in the lowest land, فِي أَدْنَى الْأَرْضِ. وَهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ غَلَبِهِمْ سَيَغْلِبُونَ فِي بِذِ سِنِينَ. But after this defeat, they are going to dominate, they are going to be successful within years. فِي بِذِ سِنِينَ. لِلَّهِ الْأَمْرُ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَمِنْ بَعْدِ. To Allah belongs the matter, in the beginning, in the end. وَيَوْمَ إِذٍ يَفْرَهُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ بِنَصْرِ اللَّهِ. And the day they would be dominant, the believers would be happy with the victory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَنْصُرُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. He helps whom he likes, and he is dominant, and he is merciful. This ayah was revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he was in Makkah. What happened that Romans were defeated by the Persians. Romans were defeated by the Persians. That is, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was talking to them, was telling them about this revolution. So this ayah speaks about the defeat of the Romans.